sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Supreme Court on Thursday will hear arguments for...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggeho, Civic Media News.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last 4 seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix, 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second-best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he said, it's one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies are low near 40 by sunrise. We'll have a south breeze. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, but rain will be possible. As highs warm to the lower 50s, it will stay breezy. Rain will end by Thursday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Was the GOP plan all along to, quote, break America to make room for an authoritarian strongman? And, you know, it's pretty straightforward stuff. I actually start out with the story of when I was 22 years old, I took the Dale Carnegie course, and which changed my life. I mean, it gave me a set of tools that I've used throughout, you know, in running businesses and in being in the media and all. It was just a wonderful thing. I strongly recommend it to anybody, who is looking for a good jolt. But anyhow, in the fifth or sixth week of the course, we had to do this thing where you get up in front of the whole group. You know, it's a public speaking course. You get up in front of the group and you say, I know people in the ranks who will stay in the ranks. Why? I'll tell you why. Simply because they haven't the ability to get things done. And you would have to, you know, perform this, act it out, right? Well, the ability to get things done is a high value for business, but it's also a high value in politics. And that's where authoritarian strongmen come in, because the single most appealing thing about an authoritarian strongman, about a dictator, is that he can get things done. You know, dictators don't have to worry about bureaucracies hindering them or pesky laws and regulations. They don't have to care about local opposition to their projects or their impact on the environment. You know, from making the trains run on time to building the Autobahn and Volkswagen, dictators famously get things done, right? And the corollary to that old nostrum is that when things are going well, when things are working smoothly, when the people are getting what they want from their government, there's little interest in putting a dictator into office. You have to break government really badly to make the people willing to say, yes, we'll take a dictator. Anything is better than this chaos. Germany, you know, and we've seen this, by the way, throughout history. Germany would not have embraced Hitler if it wasn't for the depression that followed the Treaty of Versailles and in losing World War I. Mussolini stepped in to take over Italy during a time of multiple crises, the echo of the pandemic, the flu pandemic, World War I, the economic crash. The government in Italy was so weak that when Mussolini showed up with his 20,000 black shirts, you know, his volunteer militia, the king just said, okay, here's the keys. You're in charge now. Pinochet was able to hold Chile in part because Nixon's sanctions had so badly bruised the Chilean economy. So this is, you know, if you want a strongman, if you want to install a strongman, as we see with, for example, the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, it's all about turning the presidency into a strongman dictator. Or I shouldn't say it's all about, but, you know, in concentrating power in the White House, they're rather upfront about this. So the bottom line is that, you know, I think that these people, the Republicans, have been intentionally breaking our government for the better part of 40 years. I realize this sounds like a conspiracy theory, but let me lay this out. Intentionally breaking our government with the idea that if things get bad enough, we will all say, okay, just give us a dictator. Somebody come in and take and fix things, please. I mean, consider what they have done over the last 40 years in their project. They broke our schools and our students, right? Reagan cut federal aid to education by a fifth. He ended free college education in California. He put us, he gutted civics education in the United States. He put us on the path to $2 trillion in student debt, which is, you know, kneecapping several generations now of young Americans. And now we have right-wing haters who are roiling school boards and threatening teachers to further break schools. Breaking our workers, Reagan also shattered the compact between workers and employers that had created and guaranteed a strong and stable middle class when he busted up PATCO and then, you know, put an anti-Ray Donovan, an anti-labor lawyer in charge of the Labor Department. And then, you know, Trump followed in his footsteps. He put Anthony Scalia's son in charge of the Labor Department, a, you know, a right-wing anti-labor union-busting lawyer. Breaking our manufacturing base, George H.W. Bush broke our nation's job market by executing the Trade Act that went into effect in 89 and amplified the GATT powers, the free trade powers of GATT. And he negotiated NAFTA, which Bill Clinton signed, which began the steady migration of good American jobs to Mexico and China, causing over 15,000 factories to close, over 20 million good jobs to vanish from America. They're breaking our wallets. Pharmaceutical and insurance companies scored major victories with George W. Bush, the Medicare Advantage scam, and they put, and he put in that same piece of legislation, they wrote into that law that it is a crime now, it's illegal for the federal government to negotiate with drug companies for pharmaceutical prices. They just have to pay whatever the company says. And as a result of that, Americans now pay as much as 10 times more for drugs than any other country in the world. Breaking our environment. Republicans and the fossil fuel billionaires who own them have known since the 70s that their products were going to destroy our environment. And Jimmy Carter tried to do something about this back in the 70s with his solar bank program to have 20% of America's electricity produced by solar power by the year 2000. But, of course, Reagan came into office in 1981 with big bucks from the fossil fuel industry and took Carter's solar panels off the White House and ended his solar bank program. Breaking our society. Republicans once talked about freedom and individual responsibility, although, you know, really these were buzzwords for let the billionaires do what they want, ignore the needs of the poor. But now they delight in pitting Americans against each other and demonizing minority groups, whether they're racial, religious, or gender, while promoting hateful racist tropes like the so-called Great Replacement Theory. They're breaking our institutions of democracy. Republicans spent 3 years promoting the lie that Trump beat Biden in 2020. This is on top of 30 years of promoting the idea that there's massive voter fraud in America and using that as an excuse to make it harder for people to vote when there is no fraud crisis in this country. Never has been, at least not in the modern era. Breaking our stature in the world. There was a time when Republicans openly and strongly stood against dictators. No longer. Now, you know, I mean, just last week, Donald Trump in one of his rallies openly praised Putin, Orban, and Xi while trashing NATO and the EU. Breaking our public health system. According to the British journal Lancet, 500,000 Americans died unnecessarily during the Trump presidency from COVID because he lied about masks and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all this other kind of stuff. Breaking women and girls. After a 50-year campaign against Roe v. Wade, Trump finally packed the Supreme Court with radical Catholics and, you know, quoting a 17th century witch-burning English judge. Now states can prosecute women for getting abortions and doctors. Breaking our children. For the past 40 years, the GOP has led the charge to get more guns in our schools. They've been so effective at this that bullets are now the leading cause of death of American children, something that has literally never, ever happened anywhere else in the world before. Breaking entrepreneurs. I mean, there was a time where the way to fully embrace the American dream was to start a small business in your community. You know, the local dry cleaner, the local bank, the local furniture store or electronics store, the local pharmacy, if I didn't say that, the restaurant, the hotel, the travel agency, you know, et cetera. But then in 83, Reagan stopped enforcing the Sherman Act and other antitrust legislation. And now, you know, if you try to start a small business, you get squashed like a bug by these giant corporations. They have destroyed or damaged, badly damaged our social contract. And now, as a result of the Republicans' 40-year campaign to break America, we have our, you know, finally Americans are reaching the breaking point. Our kids are carrying hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt. 41% of American families have more medical debt than they can handle. Republican governors are rolling out voucher programs that are destroying public school systems all across the country. Fox so-called News and other hate-driven media have convinced the Trump humpers that the U.S. is being invaded by brown-skinned people. They're in a constant state of hysteria. Oh, my God, CRT. Oh, my God, DEI. Oh, my God, BLM. Oh, my God, Antifa. Oh, my God, drag queens. Oh, my God, Taylor Swift. Pick the boogeyman, right? They're in a constant state of hysteria. And this is what the Republicans want. They want this crisis. They want this state of crisis, because when people are in a state of crisis, they will go with the dictator. And you think the Republicans are not in favor of a dictator? Look at, as I said earlier, Project 2025. You know, let's concentrate as much power as possible in the White House. It's the essence of this plan. And then, of course, who's their leading candidate? Donald Trump, who literally says he wants to be a dictator from day one. Or on day one. 10 months from now, the choice is going to be ours. We got to get ready for this. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Russia is now putting gay people in prison. Let me tell you about that in just a second.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone
on Earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know the same folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. You know, there's something wrong about that. I don't trust candy makers to know what's best for my dogs, Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, no fridge, no freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. It's also a store locator on the website. They're in over 2,000 stores nationwide. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. 22 minutes past the hour. Our quote for the day, and a tip of the hat to Sue Nethercutt for passing this along to me. This is a quote from Adolf Hitler. I expect the German legal profession to understand that the nation is not here for them, but they are here for the nation. From now on, I shall intervene in these cases and remove from office those judges who evidently do not understand the demands of the hour. And he did. He got rid of a lot of judges. Sort of, you know, exactly what Donald Trump would love to do here. Meanwhile, in Russia, the Russians are now arresting people for wearing, carrying, displaying, or even posting online little rainbow logos. You can't do that. On Monday, a court in Saratov, Russia, handed a fine to artist and photographer Ina Mosina over several Instagram posts depicting rainbow flags. She is arguing that she posted them before the law went into effect, and they're saying it doesn't matter, you still have to pay the fine. Last week, a court in Nizhny Novgorod ordered Anastasia Yershova to serve 5 days in jail on the same charge for wearing rainbow-colored earrings in public. In Volgograd, a court fined a man for allegedly posting a rainbow flag on social media. I mean, there's two pieces of legislation here. The one is in 2013, where the Kremlin adopted the first legislation restricting LGBTQ+ rights. This is known as the gay propaganda law, banning any public endorsement of, quote, non-traditional sexual relations, end quote, among minors. This is where they always start. Oh, we're just trying to protect the children. Remember Ron DeSantis? You know, we're not going to teach children about slavery and about black people and about gay people if they're under third grade. That was the original don't say gay law. And then, of course, you know, once they put it into law, then they said, oh, well, let's just raise the age limit all the way up to 18, which, of course, is what the Kremlin has done. In 2023, they passed another law that prohibits transitioning procedures for trans people. They amended Russia's family code by listing gender change as a reason to annul a marriage and added those who have changed gender to the list of people who cannot become foster or adoptive parents. Now, that's Russia. Down in Georgia, an anti-LGBTQ plus bill filed last week in Georgia, which claims to be a women's bill of rights. Get this? I mean, this is just like back in the 50s and 60s when, you know, I remember the white racists on the right saying, you know, those black people are coming to take your jobs, right? Well, trying to pretend that, you know, oh, yeah, we're not really anti-black people. We're just pro-white people or something like that. Well, they're saying we're not really anti-gay. We're just pro-women. Right. This is House Bill 1128. It replaces the word gender with the word sex in several state laws and defines sex as the genitalia you were born with at birth. Several sections of the bill would rewrite portions of Georgia's hate crime laws to eliminate, this is Alex Bollinger, by the way, writing at LGBTQNation.com, to eliminate the term sexual orientation and eliminate the term gender from protected categories. So I don't know how you can say this is a bill that's going to protect women when you're taking women out of hate crimes. You know, hate crimes no longer apply if you beat up a woman or a gay person. That's no longer a hate crime in Georgia, right? This was introduced by State Representatives Jody Lott, Republican, Lisa Hagan, Republican, Penny Houston, Republican, Bethany Ballard, Republican, and Kimberly New, Republican. It's interesting, five women. The bill was flagged on X by Allison Chapman, who wrote, "This is a super comprehensive bill stripping away rights from trans and queer people that does absolutely nothing for women." But, you know, this is what Republicans do. They're just kind of following on my earlier rant about they are trying to break our country. And one of the largest pieces of trying to break a country, and this is what Putin is doing in Russia right now, is pitting people against each other. Pit straight people against gay people, pit men against women, pit races against each other, pit religions against each other, pit regions against each other. I mean, this is their strategy. Tear this country apart. And it's working. It's absolutely working. And you know, you've got this whole right-wing media machine that's working as hard as it can to make it. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the show. WAUK.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. 800-256-1842. That's 800-256-1842.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court on Thursday will hear arguments over whether former President Donald Trump can be barred from the ballot. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
One of the biggest cases before the court, because it will decide whether a state like Colorado can block Donald Trump from being on the presidential ballot.
Five Marines are missing after their helicopter went down about an hour outside San Diego. KFMB-TV reporter Kelly Hesedahl.
This is in a remote area of the Cleveland National Forest. Rugged terrain, lots of rocks. There are trails for vehicles to go through, but it is rough. So crews had to deal with lots of mud and snow.
Israeli leaders have rejected a Hamas proposal to end the fighting in Gaza. Here's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Hamas's terms for a ceasefire as outrageous. He said if Israel surrenders to these demands, it would invite another massacre.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilford is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies are low near 40 by sunrise. We'll have a south breeze. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, but rain will be possible. As highs warm to the lower 50s, it will stay breezy. Rain will end by Thursday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
And sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half our population would benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants.
Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about super beets heart chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using super beets heart chews for years. I take them every night. Support your heart health with super beets heart chews. Get a free month's supply of super beets heart chews and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Seriously, Tom loves beets. I do. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. And I love super beets too. tomlovesbeets.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Craig in Chicago. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, I wanted to bring up this issue of how it is, I think, that the Republicans are going to try to get over on this election. That they're not really trying to win the presidential election, but that they're trying to scuttle it so that it ends up in that House process.
Yeah.
So Father Mike and all his traitors in the House then can just install whoever they want.
Yep.
And I was hoping to get the question in while the congressman was on to see what the guys, what the people in the House are thinking about this, right? Because the Republicans currently have the tools to do it.
Yeah.
Right? They could be successful.
Yeah. What we're talking about here, Craig, is if a couple of states refuse to certify, or if a third party candidate gets enough votes, that there may not be 270 certified votes for either candidate, in which case, under the 12th Amendment, the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives, where each state has one vote, and that vote is cast by their congressional delegation. And 26 states are, Republican-controlled delegations. Only 23 are democratically controlled. So, and then there's one is 50-50.
They could cause that to happen. They could actually successfully complete that.
Yeah,
right now.
You're absolutely right, Craig. And there are a number of people talking about this and concerned about it. I think that, generally speaking, Democrats are trying to avoid thinking about it. But it's a serious issue. It's a very real issue. And, I just have a feeling that between now and Election Day, between now and the first week of November here, later this year, we're going to see a lot of other shoes drop. There's going to be,
there's got to be a bunch of movement, because I'm not quite sure what the next move or how to even defend against this.
Yeah.
Which is why I wanted to bring it up.
Well, the way to defend against it is to change the laws, to get rid of the Electoral College, which would involve changing the Constitution. And the problem with that is that requires 2/3 of the House and Senate and 3/4 of the states, and it ain't going to happen between now and November. It's something that should be put on the agenda if we can get a large enough Democratic majority. There was legislation in 1974, if my memory is serving me correctly. I've written about this. It's in my book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting. There was legislation to end the Electoral College and just say, whoever gets the most votes nationwide is president now going forward. And it failed by one vote in the House of Representatives. It passed the Senate. And that was the last time we had a chance, because that was in the 70s and nobody really thought the Electoral College was doing anybody any good. Well, now you've had two presidents, George W. Bush and Donald Trump, who lost the popular vote, who never would have been president if that law had passed, and instead were only put into the White House by the Electoral College. And suddenly the GOP is in love with the Electoral College. So it's going to be a real battle to do anything about it. Craig, thank you for the call. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, could the Interstate Compact be accelerated somehow to make the
It depends on, that all depends on state laws. In that case, each one of the states has to pass a law saying that we will give our Electoral College votes to whoever gets the majority vote nationwide, rather than to whoever gets the majority vote in our state. And you have to have enough states signed up to equal 270 votes, and so far they're at around 220, if my memory is correct.
Yeah, that's what I heard, 220, 226.
Something like that. It's in that neighborhood. So they've got a long way to go, and the problem is that they've pretty much done all of the blue states and most of the most of the purple states that might be willing to do this. So I'm not holding my breath for that either. Certainly not in time for this election. Maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road, particularly if some of these swing states or even some of the red states that are marginal, for example, Texas and Georgia, both have the potential to flip blue if there's a large enough turnout in this election, particularly with abortion on the ballot. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. But it's going to be a long-term project. Craig, thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, I'm in Troutdale today, by the way, just on business.
Oh, so welcome close to Portland.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say there was a caller earlier who said, what kind of dictator are the Trumpers expecting for their money? Mm-hmm. Look, none of us know this. Trumpers don't even know. We don't know what direction the authoritarian's going to take. And frankly, I'm guilty. I'm the number one guilty person of comparing it to the Nazi Party, okay? It's just my personal opinion. I've said it a million times. It's not helpful. But Rachel Maddow said it best the other day. She said, we are a country of one political party, the Democratic Party, and their main opponent is a single individual named Donald J. Trump, all right? And that's way better than calling them Nazis, all right? Because that's really what we're getting to in America. And frankly, Tucker Carlson, I think he is just a mouthpiece of the oligarchs, and I do think they prefer authoritarianism, just like you said. But he interviewed Vladimir Putin, right, which has gotten some degree of fame and consternation by other journalists. But here's the thing, you know, he's a fraud. He needs to interview Boris Nadezhdin, the only opponent really still standing, as far as I know, against Vladimir Putin. Right. And the reason why that's important is because he was a colleague of Boris Nemtsov. And Nemtsov was deputy prime minister. But what happened in Russia is probably what's going to happen in America. Nemtsov was a good Russian. Right? I mean, there were no problems there. He was a part of the system for years and years and years. But he learned something when Vladimir Putin paid off Dmitry Medvedev, his opponent, and they did a power-sharing deal.
Right.
Nemtsov figured out he was laboring under a lie, that this was turnkey tyranny. And nobody has to take my word for it. They can Zana Nemtsova, his daughter, she does an excellent podcast, and she talks about it. And I'm summarizing, but basically, I think the man believed he was laboring under a lie. He protested, and he paid for his protest with his life.
Yeah.
All right, and this is what I'm saying. We really don't know how this authoritarian system is going to mutate, and if Trump gets into office, we, as a country, we need to seriously start asking ourselves what kind of – if we have anybody that is immune from the law, above, outside the law, whatever, we need to start asking ourselves what kind of country we have.
Yeah.
We don't actually have a democracy.
Well, and there's another larger question here, too, and that is, you know, if Trump drops dead of a heart attack tomorrow, which way does the Republican Party go? Who steps up and becomes the leader of the Republican Party? Does the Republican Party – you know, cleave even harder toward the right, toward, you know, authoritarian fascism, or do they go back to the old Mitt Romney kind of soft fascism? And I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question, Dave, but you've raised a bunch of good ones. Thank you very much. John in Rome, Georgia. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to talk to you about, you had the gentleman on yesterday that was talking about the hidden agenda and going on in Congress now to privatize Social Security and privatize Medicare.
Right.
My question is this. You know, I'm 84 years old now. I've been drawing Social Security and Medicare for 19 years. Do these people not understand that everybody doesn't have $1 million retirement fund? Social Security probably provides at least 50% of our retirement income.
Right. It's not a matter of what they realize, John. They just don't care. The people paying the bills for the Republican Party are, you know, wealthy, are right-wing billionaires. And they've got this whole libertarian rationale of, you know, the Rush Limbaugh used to tell this joke. He delighted in it. He would say, what do you do with somebody when they're down? You kick them. Otherwise, they don't get up. This is their philosophy. You know, so people, 60% of his income's coming from Social Security. Well, he'll figure out how to stand on his own 2 feet if we just take that away. I mean, that's how they think, John.
It would make it exceedingly difficult. I mean, fortunately, my wife and I have been married for 55 years.
God bless you.
And it's been a good adventure. And our home is paid for. But, it's still a scary scenario. Yeah. Maybe not so much for people my age, but for younger people just starting paying Social Security.
Yeah, the people who the Republicans really want to screw are the people who are, under 50 right now, because they realize that they can't afford to piss off the entire, over 50 crowd, because there's just too many of us. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And I wish you well. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Tom, married 55 years. That's wonderful. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know, if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma.
For generations to come, visit worldwildlife.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Do you know the same folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right, candy and kibble from the same company. You know, that just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. I want them to get good, healthy food. And that's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, no fridge, no freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. You can also shop at over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check it out, drmartypets.com/Tom. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm singing that same song about how the government's been, or the power brokers have been taking this country on purpose to soften us up to accept authoritarianism. I just thought maybe I was becoming a conspiracy nut until I heard you sing it today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
You gave me some validity. But what I'm worried about is Trump already had Oracle set up a algorithm so he can plug it in and go through all the communications of the people that they want to install in this 2025 thing to make sure they're loyal to Trump. And it'll bring up any of their communications, whether it be phone, email, text, whatever.
Social media, yep.
Yeah, so now he's already got this algorithm, and they're using it.
Yep.
So if he gets into power, what's to stop him from going down to that massive computer bank they have down in Utah, where they store everybody's communications for 10 years, and plug it into that and getting a list of everybody in the country he wants to have at least investigated, if not rounded up.
Yeah. Mark, I'm going to sneeze. Pardon me.
I'm there, too.
I mean, they are right now, the Heritage Foundation is apparently, or some group associated with them, are apparently trying to come up with 20,000 people that are pre-vetted, that on January 20th or 21st, they can just, you know, plug right into the government. The first day, Trump will put his Schedule J back in there, or Schedule F back into place, which will, you know, lay off or fire the top management of, across the civil service and turn it into... basically a patronage position. We did away with this in the 1880s because after Garfield was assassinated because he didn't hire a guy who wrote a speech for him. The guy came back and killed him. Because back then, you did things for the president, and in exchange, the president gave you a job. So to end that, it was that spoil system or patronage system, they created the civil service. Well, you know, Trump and the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025 apparently want to do away with that and go back to the old spoil system. So, I see that as a very real possibility, Mark. In fact, I think that it's something that they're frankly bragging about. They're excited about. So we'll see. Mark, thanks for the call. Regina in Chicago. Hey, Regina, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me? I'm in my car.
Yeah, no, I'm faintly, but I can hear you. Just speak loud. What's up?
Okay. when you was, I just got in the car, I heard the tail end of you talking about what the Republicans are going to do with these new laws against gay people and trans, you know, the whole generation.
Down in Georgia, yeah.
So, a story just to share. My mother was a nurse, and in going through some of her class books when we were kids growing up, is the first time I became aware of people that could be born with the wrong genitalia and things like that.
Yep.
And my mother talked to us and explained things to us. My mother raised us to be accepting of things in the world. And when we were young, she took us to go see the Jewel Box Review because it was the thing to do at the time. It was a fabulous show, and she took us to plays and things like that. I didn't turn out to be a wrong person just because I went to go see the Jewel Box Review. And I think with so much that's going on today and with so many people in the Republican Party or whatever, the Magnoites or whatever we call them, I think the lack of knowledge and acceptance helps to breed fear.
Yes. And fear is their weapon.
Yes. I've been thinking and listening to you. I'm out here struck, you know, the Republicans are some very dangerous people. Not only Trump, all Republicans. We got to look at Nikki Haley, too. We can't just focus on one person. We have to talk against their so-called views and values and stuff like that. Yep. But, that's all. I just wanted to say that to you, you know. So do you know what the Jewel Box Review was?
No, I don't.
Okay, the Jewel Box Review was, I guess, what you would call today the queens, you know.
Oh, a drag show.
Man, it was a drag show. It was an early drag show.
Oh, cool.
That toured this nation.
Uh-huh.
And it was a fabulous show. To any of your listeners, look it up, the Jewel Box Review, and they toured for years.
Hmm, interesting. Well, it's wonderful that your mother took you to that and that you've grown up to be a tolerant, loving person. I really think the superpower that the Republicans have is sort of like, you know, in Lord of the Rings, you know, that ring had this supernatural power to draw people in. And I think that, you know, what they're doing, their supernatural power is hate. And, you know, hate against people of color, hate against queer people, hate against women, hate against, non-Christian religions, or even some Christian religions they want to hate against. I think it's a real tragedy. Regina, thank you so much for a very thoughtful commentary. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of people. So clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. I've tried it. It's great stuff. It works wonderfully. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90%, including me, said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allwall. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com, obscure sitcoms, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.